This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Visiting the hospital can be a challenge for Medicare patients in rural areas, but it is even harder to find follow-up care with a physician when that patient returns home. A new study shows rural Medicare patients are 19% less likely to receive follow-up care compared to patients in urban areas, and that can lead to a greater risk of returning to the hospital or the emergency room. Matthew Toth is a research public health analyst at RTI International and the lead author of the study. Matt, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank.
This is a curious group to look at, the follow-up care for rural beneficiaries. Why did you look at that particular question?
That's a good question. I think it's important to step back and provide a little bit of background or context to what we looked at. So we know that avoidable readmissions cost Medicare about $17 billion a year. So it's expensive to Medicare. And in addition, avoidable readmissions exact a human toll on patients and families. And so public and private payers are now incentivizing hospitals to improve post-discharge outcomes and lower costs. So one example is the Hospital Readmission Reduction Program, which penalizes hospitals for having greater than expected 30-day readmission for certain conditions. The receipt of a follow-up visit is seen as an important element of a successful transition from the hospital to the home. And so sort of in that context, it's unclear how rural Medicare beneficiaries fare in that sort of an environment. So there are unique factors in rural settings that might make make them different than in urban settings, such as limited health IT infrastructure, limited resources to engage in post-discharge quality improvement strategies, as well as sort of the siloed nature of providers in rural settings. So our study attempted to evaluate or to look at the rate of follow-up, the rate of emergency department use, and the rate of readmission for rural Medicare beneficiaries over a 30-day period.
And you found that it simply was not as good.
Well, yeah, right. Well, we found that rural beneficiaries residing in isolated rural settings, so these are places like Murphy, North Carolina, or Grayville, North Carolina, have a 19% lower likelihood of receiving follow-up. And in addition, we found that large beneficiaries residing in large and small rural settings, such as Plymouth, North Carolina, or Rocky Mount, North Carolina, have a higher likelihood of emergency department use. However, kind of contrary to what we thought, we did not see a relationship between rural residency and readmission.
So it was the hospital. It was where the hospital was, not where the patient was.
Correct. So, yeah. So it turns out that any Medicare beneficiaries, regardless of where they lived, who were discharged from a large or small hospitals in large and small rural settings, had a higher rate of readmission compared to their urban counterparts.
Now let's talk about this follow-up care. What kind of follow-up care do we expect and that we're sort of not getting as much if you've been discharged from a rural hospital?
So we define follow-up care as the receipt of an evaluation and management visit as defined in outpatient claims. And that's sort of a standard way of identifying a follow-up visit in health services research. So really that's what we're looking at.
So you went in for a surgery or maybe an acute illness, a pneumonia or something. You get discharged. The doctor's going to want to see you in a week or two, maybe even in a few days, just to see how things are going. So to what extent does this problem in rural areas or from rural hospitals sort of hinge on the fact that you're farther away from where that visit might be?
Right. That's a good question. I think it's important to sort of better understand what might be the sources of the differences that we found. And and so the distance from the hospital location to the residence or from the residency to or from the one's home to a clinic or outpatient setting could potentially be a factor. So if there are transportation barriers, if you are residing in Murphy, North Carolina, and you need to go see drive 30, 60 minutes to a provider, you know, that's a heavy lift for some of these beneficiaries who tend to be poorer. They tend to be more have more complex illnesses.
Right. You're on Medicare, so you're older, and you've just gotten released from the hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So all of that. So distance. What are some of the other factors then?
I think it's important to. I think part of what our study highlights is that there are differences in follow-up, but that it's important to better understand what those sources might be. It could be transportation barriers, as we just discussed. It could also be that it's just more difficult to coordinate care for rural beneficiaries who are going back to a potentially under-resourced setting. And for some of the reasons that I talked about earlier, it just might be a little more difficult to coordinate services for them.
You point to the fact that even office hours, though the hours for those visits tend to make it more difficult for rural patients.
I think that in part, I think that that's part of one of many potential explanations. Could be that it's just more difficult to get to a clinic and see a provider during the work week. You know, if you're relying on a caregiver that works, and that you know, some of these in some rural settings, having weekend clinic hours are not very common, and so that might be one explanation.
What about other possibilities? Is it possible that some of these right now are face to face visits could be done remotely through either a telephone or a computer or something like that?
Yes. So Medicare reimburses for telehealth medicine. That's one potential strategy to improving follow-up care, is sort of enhancing those kinds of services. And I think an important caveat to some, or I'd say maybe a limitation to this study, is that so we do look at claims, and these are services that are billable, but it might also be the case that these beneficiaries are getting phone calls from their providers, which aren't captured in claims, and so maybe phone calls are just calling the person's residence, and maybe it's captured in the electronic medical record, but not in claims. So that could be what's going on as well.
Mm. But in any event, you're seeing that there are actual more readmissions too, and more ED visits.
A greater rate of among Medicare beneficiaries discharged from hospitals in large and small areas, they were at a greater risk of readmission over 30 days.
What are some of the other solutions that you see to this?
I think that, I think it's important to, as I said, sort of better understand what are the sources that drive these differences. Mm-hmm. And better understanding those sources can help inform policy or specific policy that could be used to intervene. That being said, I think there are policies that improve access to care in rural settings ought to be considered. So we talked about some of them. It could be telehealth medicine. It could be continuing an enhanced reimbursement for primary care activities, particularly for nurse practitioners and physician assistants, who are key providers in rural settings. It could also be about providing or directly investing in transportation services, or providing case management services or care transition activities or services for rural patients. Those are just some examples. But
I mean, it sounds like one way or another, in order to do this, you're going to need more services, either spread out over a wider area, or sort of longer hours, but one way or another, more services to provide these kinds of follow-up visits.
Right. I would say more resources ought to be considered in terms of helping to improve follow-up care.
And you touched on this, but this is important, because an important part of the ACA was to bring down costs by reducing readmission. So by seeing somebody, the readmissions in 30 days suggest that we can get fixed, right? And so we're now going to place our emphasis on outcomes. We want you to do a better job while they're there. One way to measure that is, did they come back in 30 days?
Yep.
If you do, if you're back in 30 days, you're penalized. Talk about how those penalties work.
So as part of the Affordable Care Act, Medicare began what's called the Hospital Readmission Reduction Program, which penalizes hospitals for greater than expected 30-day readmissions relative to a national average. And they're related to specific conditions, so myocardial infarction, pneumonia, chronic heart failure, COPD and knee and hip replacement. And so I think there is a reduction in about 1% of Medicare reimbursement, and I think that percentage increases over time should hospitals have lower or higher expected readmission. And how that relates in this to this study is that we found that rural hospitals tend to have higher risk of readmission. Now, that could mean a number of things. We don't know what's causing that. But if it's the case that rural hospitals are Medicare beneficiaries discharged from rural hospitals have a greater risk of readmission, it could mean that rural hospitals over time are disproportionately penalized under this mm-hmm. program. And if that's the case, that might further undermine sort of or may exacerbate right. potential quality problems.
Right. So, but it is important that they get a handle on it, because the other thing is we do want to see the quality improve. That's the quality of care. So.
Right. And I think it's important to sort of reemphasize that there are a number of factors that we don't right. explore in this study, and so the differences in the risk of readmission could be explained by any number of factors, and it could be about urban beneficiaries going to urban hospitals have some sort of better social support, or it could be about inpatient quality, but we don't know.
You've looked at one aspect, and we appreciate it. Thank you for telling us about your research, Matthew Toth.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Toth is a research public health analyst at RTI International. Just ahead, we'll savor the South with a local chef and a Southern food enthusiast on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.